right? We're going to talk about the most famous band from every state. Now, Dan, this was put together by like popularity, like sales.
Right. It was a combination, according to WallStreet.com, 24WallStreet.com, their projections as to what would be the most famous band or musician.
Right. Okay. Because I'm looking at Illinois, and for me, the choice is Cheap Trick. But that's just me. But the obvious choice here. Who do you think? Well, you already know, Dan.
I do already.
Out of Illinois, Esmeralda, who do you think is the most famous?
Oh, most famous.
And I said, my choice is Cheap Trick, but they did not sell or sell as many records nearly as much as the band that's been chosen.
Well, you think of it, Esmeralda. Their criteria was music, popularity, and legacy.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, music, popularity, and legacy.
I mean, I immediately think Smashing Pumpkins.
Mm. That's a good choice. That is a good choice. It's the city we live in, Esmeralda. It's Chicago.
All right.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes sense. Clearly, that makes sense, especially the legacy part. They just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame not too long ago.
I don't know. I never think of them as being from here. I don't know why, even though their name is Chicago.
Even though the name of the band is Chicago.
I know, but there's so many where they're like, we thought it was cool, and they just named it that.
Yeah. Their biggest hit was If You Leave Me Now was their biggest hit? You know, if you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. Ooh. Peter Cetera, man. I guess the cats are getting warmed up now with me singing. Because Skip Skipley's on his way. Skip Skipley's on his way, right, Dan?
Chad is en route.
All right.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't think of them. I would think more Cheap Trick or even Styx.
Yeah, man, Styx!
But for some reason, Chicago doesn't. I don't know why.
Yeah. But it's the right choice, though, by the criteria here. You know what I mean? It's absolutely the right choice.
It'd be interesting to see if they did this list in 20 years if Chance the Rapper is...
Yeah.
Or Kanye.
Kanye. Kanye could be on the list now. Their top-selling album was Chicago 17. That sold 16... I don't even know what's on Chicago 17. 6 million copies. They have been active since the 1960s. Maybe Jeff Garland is listening, because the last time we talked about Chicago years ago, Jeff Garland called in out of the blue, and then we got the Kid Rock story. We ended up getting the Kid Rock Peter Cetera story. So, all right, Chicago. All right. Now, some of these, I'll tell you what's surprising is that I didn't know where some of these bands were from at all. Like, here's the first one. Alabama. We're going in alphabetical order. Alabama. Now, you would think Alabama, right? Are they from? Alabama's got to be from Alabama. They're not going to call themselves Alabama if they're from Kentucky. They're not going to do that. Anyway, out of Alabama, get this, Esmeralda. Lionel Richie. I had no idea Lionel Richie was from Alabama.
Yeah, ditto.
His biggest hit was All Night Long, and his top-selling album was Can't Slow Down. Sold 10 million copies. He's been active since the 80s.
We can confirm Alabama was formed in Fort Payne, Alabama.
There you go. Good. And Lionel Richie, by the way, the last time Skip Skipley was here and we played pop-up video, I had to sing Dancing on the Ceiling. I don't know if you remember my fantastic rendition of Dancing on the Ceiling.
Oh, how could we forget?
All right. Now, this band, I don't know what's going on. Out of Alaska. The band is Portugal, The Man.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay.
I've probably heard a song, but it's...
Biggest hit is Feel It Still. Their top-selling album is Evil Friends, and they've been active since the early 2000s. No idea who that is.
I was surprised it wasn't Jewel.
That's what I thought. I mean, you think Alaska, you think Jewel. That's the first person that I would think of. Arizona. Stevie Nicks. Speaking of School of Rock, Stevie Nicks. Joan Cusack loves her in that movie. The biggest hit was Edge of 17, which is the song that they play in the movie. Top-selling album is Belladonna with 4 million. She's currently active. She just played Ravinia. She just played Ravinia last week. All right. All right, we got more of that. The most famous band or musical artist from every state. And some of these are very surprising. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is coming up in just a couple of seconds here.
And we'll escape the darkness. We won't be searching anymore. There's got to be a morning
on. Well, Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. The listener lives in Daytona Beach who requested this at 386 area code. That's Maureen McGovern the morning after. And they came out of the storm with little damage. The song been stuck in his head since Saturday. The morning after. Anybody know what movie that's from? Morning after? Dan?
Nope.
Esmeralda?
No idea.
Vic?
I don't. Maybe we should just guess what decade it came from. That would be easy.
The 70s.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. it's from The Poseidon Adventure, and it won the Academy Award for Best Song that year. And it was a huge hit. Maureen McGovern.
Was it written for the film or just happened to
be? It was written for the film, yeah. It was written for the film, yeah.
I could see why he would relate to that song after what he's probably been
through.
Oh,
of course. You know? Absolutely, yeah. We're glad to hear that there was little damage. All right. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has your opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's Wednesday, Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah! 312-981-7200. Coming up after 4:30, Skip Skipley will be here to preside over yet another dangerous game of pop-up video. The cats are starting to gather out front. I know Dave will be carried in by his feline army of psychic cats. So, and then we'll have another game of that. All right, we're talking about most famous bands or music artists from every state. And we're at Arkansas. Arkansas, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, biggest artist out of his biggest hit was Walk the Line. His top-selling album was At Folsom Prison with 3 million copies sold. He was active from the 60s through the 2000s. By the way, that was a damn good movie with the Joaquin man. Did you ever see that? Did you see that movie yet, Esmeralda? With Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah,
it's really good. It's a good movie. All right, California. Now, this is you know, California is a very large state, and a lot of bands come out of California. Would anybody care to try and, well, you can't, Dan, because you know. Esmeralda, any idea who you think California biggest or the most popular?
Beach Boys.
See, that was the first thing that popped into my brain. Shockingly, not shockingly, if you think about it, in terms of numbers sold. Now, but you would think, well, you know, what did they say? The heritage or the what did they?
Legacy.
The legacy. You would think Beach Boys would edge out these guys in terms of legacy. But according to this, it's Metallica.
I guess.
Their biggest hit was Enter Sandman. Their top-selling album was the Black Album. They've been active. They're still active, and they've been active since the 80s, but they picked Metallica. But Metallica is huge. They're huge. And maybe they're just, you know, maybe because, you know, when Brian Wilson left the Beach Boys, and then they, you know, Mike Love kind of took over, and he's an idiot. He brings in John Stamos to play drums. Maybe the legacy got burned up right there. You know what I mean? There was a period of time when Kokomo came out. There was a period of time when it was like, Beach Boys, shut up. All right, Colorado. How about this? One Republic is the most popular.
We're grasping at straws here, aren't we?
Yeah, I think some of these are like, man, there's nobody from these states. Their biggest hit was Counting Stars. Their top-selling album was Good Life with Three. They sold 3 million copies of that album.
They are popular.
Wow. Connecticut, the Carpenters, the lovely Carpenters. Close to You, They Long to Be Close to You was their biggest hit. Their best-selling album was Carpenters. They were active from the 60s to the 80s. They did. So, I mean, I'll tell you something. In the late 60s and early 70s, man, oh, man, they were just dominated everything. All right. This is just, again, I think this is kind of like maybe reaching a little bit, but out of Delaware, I guess there weren't a lot of bands that came out of Delaware. Because out of Delaware, Esmeralda, it's George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Yeah!
That's not bad.
I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. The biggest hit he had was Bad to the Bone. Top-selling album was George Thorogood and the Destroyers Live. Active from the 70s now till current. You know, when we used to do Drunks in the News, we would play one bourbon, one shot, one beer in the background as we read the stories. And that's the most one of the most ridiculous songs of all time. I'm standing on the corner. I can't pay the rent. It's just, and it goes on for like every. Esmeralda, are you familiar with that song?
I am. Yeah.
The chorus doesn't happen until 3 minutes into the song. He doesn't say one bourbon, one shot, one beer until like 3 minutes into the song, and the rest of it is him going, "I knock on the door. I ain't got the rent. I gotta go outside get the rent." Like, shut up, man. I saw Thorogood at the Poplar Creek in the mid to late 80s. Drunkest crowd I have ever seen in my life. And I've seen Dave Matthews over 30 times. The George Thorogood, that was the drunkest crowd I've ever seen. Speaking of drunks, out of Florida, Lynyrd Skynyrd. The biggest hit was Sweet Home Alabama. The top-selling album was One More From the Road, 3 million copies. They were active from the 60s till currently. Out of Georgia, Allman Brothers. That makes sense. Ramblin' Man was their biggest hit. Eat a Peach was their top-selling album. Okay, now here we go. Hawaii. Now, how is it not Don Ho? How is it not Don Ho? Come on. It's a band called Pepper? Anybody know this band?
No idea.
Their biggest hit was Stone Love. Their top-selling album is Kona Town, and they've been active since the early 2000s. Pepper. How is it not Don Ho? Come on, man. You think Hawaii, you think music, you think Don Ho. That's the first dude that pops into your head. Idaho. I like this one. Out of Idaho. I didn't know they were from Idaho. Paul Revere and the Raiders are from Idaho. I didn't know that. Kicks just keep getting harder to find. That song is a jam. That was their biggest hit. Indian Reservation was their top-selling album, and they're still active since the 60s. Illinois, we already did. It's Chicago. Indiana. Well, this one should be obvious. Esmeralda, this should be obvious.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Exactly. I mean, you can't even... Billie Jean was his biggest hit. Billie Jean was his biggest hit? Wow. I thought Beat It for sure. I would think Beat It. Top-selling album, Thriller, 33 million copies. Active from the 60s to the early 2000s. All right, out of Iowa, the Everly Brothers. Biggest hit, All I Have to Do is Dream, their top-selling album. A Date with the Everly Brothers. Okay. Kansas. Esmeralda, what do you think?
Well, obviously, if we're going down this path, I would think Kansas.
How did you know? Carry On My Wayward Son, which is a jam, was their biggest hit. Their top-selling album was Point of No Return, which sold over 4 million copies. They're still active. They've been active since the 70s. And I have to say, in the late 70s, they were massive. They were huge. Kentucky. The great Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn. Biggest hit, Coal Miner's Daughter. Biggest album, Coal Miner's Daughter. Biggest movie about her, Coal Miner's Daughter. And she's been active since the 60s. Now working with guys like Jack White and stuff. That album that she did with Jack White was amazing. Dan, did you get that album?
Yeah. What was that? What was the lead single on that?
I'm trying to remember.
Song.
It was just the whole album was great. It was on the jukebox at Simon's back when I lived in Andersonville. It was on the jukebox. I played it every night. I played the whole damn album. You ever hear that album, Esmeralda, that she did with Jack White?
No, I haven't.
It's so good. It's
Portland, Oregon was the lead single.
Yeah. God, it was good. Anyway, so she's the lead most popular out of Kentucky. All right. Anybody got a state that they want to throw at me? Because we only got a few more minutes, and I want to try to get through as many of these as I can. But if you want a specific state. Nebraska. Okay, hang on a second, because we have to do weather and traffic. That's a tease. We'll find out who's from Nebraska. It's a tease. Also, how did Red Hot Chili Peppers not be California as well? Because they've written 17,000 songs with California in the title. All of their songs are about California. I guess they didn't sell as many as records as Metallica. But that's one of those quintessential California bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh my God! Wild Card Wednesday, yeah. 773 area code requested. Steve Martin with King Tut. And this song was actually a monster hit. That's from the time he debuted it on SNL, and they actually did release a single of it. And Esmeralda, I saw Steve Martin at the sort of the height of his popularity in the 70s. He played the amphitheater, which is a massive room. You know, like it's an amphitheater; it's huge. It's very difficult to see one man on stage doing stand up in a room that holds like 20,000 people. It's just a little strange. But he closed with King Tut, and the whole place went nuts. You remember King Tut, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, before the break, we were talking about most famous bands and artists, musical artists, that from state to state. And Esmeralda was curious about Nebraska. Was there a reason that you chose Nebraska?
this is going to be kind of mean, but it seems boring there.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
All right. Well, the band, I think your explanation is pretty funny considering what the band is, Esmeralda. Because the band is 311.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were from Nebraska.
Their biggest hit was Amber. Their best-selling album was 311. They've been they're still currently active since the 90s. All right.
About the Dakotas.
All right, let me hold on a second. All right, North Dakota. Bobby V. Take good care of my baby. He was popular in the 50s and 60s. Bobby V. That's North Dakota, right? Let's go to South Dakota. Hold on a second. Let me go to South Dakota. Ooh, I didn't know this. Sean Colvin.
Huh.
South Dakota. Sunny Come Home was her biggest hit. A Few Small Repairs. She sold over 1 million copies. Active since the 70s. Didn't know she was from South Dakota. All right. Throw another one there, Esmeralda.
Montana.
Montana. What in hell happened to Montana? Where is it? Montana.
Is there just no one?
Montana.
Should be number 26.
Silkworm.
All right.
Their biggest hit was Nerves, and their best-selling album was Firewater. They were active between the 1980s and the 2000s.
Hmm.
Silkworm.
Florida?
Florida. I did Florida already. Didn't I do Florida already?
It was Florida.
You did.
I'm trying to remember now.
They sang. Oh, Leonard Skinner.
Skinner.
Oh, right.
How about Massachusetts?
Okay.
Now, you think, what would be the first thing that pops into your head, Massachusetts?
Is it Aerosmith?
Oh, nice job. First thing that popped into my head was Boston. But, yeah, Aerosmith. Yeah, Aerosmith is, they're out of Boston. And oh, this is so sad. You know what their biggest hit is?
Oh. Pink?
No. No, it's not. Their biggest hit is that damn song from Armageddon, like the song, worst song they've ever recorded. I don't want to miss a thing. Their best-selling album is Toys in the Attic, which, of course, is one of their best albums. That was when they were good. All right, let's see. Minnesota, obvious, right? Minnesota.
Yeah, Prince.
That's right. Purple Rain was his biggest hit. Purple Rain was the biggest album. All right, how about Michigan?
Eminem.
That's a good, good. No, not quite, because the person is also from the same area.
From the 8 Mile?
Well, no, not specifically the 8 Mile, but the Detroit. Outside of Detroit. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy, you know, made Motown. Let's see. How about Missouri?
Oh, no idea.
Tina Turner.
Oh.
What's Love Got to Do with It was her biggest hit. And let's see. Obviously, New Jersey.
Four Seasons.
No, Bruce Springsteen. Come on. Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi's even bigger than Frankie Valli.
I mean, they did have a musical named after him called Jersey Boys.
Yeah, they did.
That's what I immediately popped in my head.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. New Hampshire. You got to be kidding me on this one. Dan, you've seen New Hampshire?
I did see New
Sarah
Hampshire.
Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, that would have been a much better answer.
I don't know why.
Are you ready? Are you ready? New Hampshire. Gigi Allen.
Oh, man. Wow.
His biggest hit was Bite It, You Scum.
Poor New Hampshire.
And his best-selling album, Not Available. Have I ever told you the Gigi Allen microphone story, Esmeralda?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Because that's one of my favorite music stories of all time. All right, what else? Ohio. How about Ohio? They're neighbors. Nine Inch Nails.
Huh.
Yeah, their biggest hit was Closer.
What about Vermont?
Vermont. Hold on a minute. Vermont. That starts with a V, right? Vermont.
Yeah, yep. Vermont.
You will not be surprised when you find out the answer.
Vermont. Oh, God. Fish.
Oh. I didn't know they were from there.
Yeah. Their biggest hit was Farmhouse. Well, we're in the same area right here. Not the same area, but Virginia. I would have guessed this one immediately. Virginia, Esmeralda. Just think what our last entry was.
Oh.
What was our last?
Oh, not the Dead, is it?
No. No.
Oh, your guy?
Dave.
Yeah.
How didn't you know that you dated a Dave fanatic?
Ugh. Don't remind me.
His biggest hit was Crash Into Me, and their top-selling album was Crash.
We didn't discuss Dave Matthews Band.
Well, you should have. And then finally, Washington. This one should be obvious. Washington. Think about the city of Seattle.
Oh, Nirvana.
Exactly. All right, cool. Oh, there you go. There's just some of them. We got a break here because we've got the news coming up. And then after the news, Skip Skipley. Is Skip Skipley here? I think he's walking down the hall.
He is strolling.
Right. You don't hear the crowd going wild?
Crowd is going wild. The cats are moaning.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
It's all happening.
A huge crowd outside.
It's all happening right now. Pop-up video coming up after the news, which is next.